This is Awesome Etiquette, presented by VPR. I'm Lizzie Post.
And I'm Daniel Post-Senning from the Emily Post Institute. Each week at this time, we answer your questions about modern etiquette, like this one.
We are in the times of online dating. First meeting is usually just lunch or coffee. Is it a breach of etiquette for a man to schedule several first meetings on the same day? Now, I would venture to extend this that it could be man or woman. You know, it doesn't matter who is doing the multi-date scheduling. But these are first dates. Bruised is what this is signed. So you, Daniel Post-Senning, have given me some good advice about what a first date, especially if you are doing online dating, what a first date should really be. And you get it from Dan Savage, right?
Yeah, he often talks about how in today's world, the online dating scene has replaced a lot of the in-person venues that people used to meet at. And in this online dating world, it's often common for a first date to be a very quick, casual first meeting. It's about meeting someone in person and seeing if that chemistry, that connection that was made online is going to be viable. I don't want to say in real life, but I'm going to say
in person. Yeah,
and oftentimes, the recommendation from dating experts is you keep those first dates low impact, low stress, a little more casual, that you plan them to be brief or quicker encounters. And if that's the type of, I'm not even going to call it a first date, first meeting.
I like that.
That you're talking about, the analogy that I would draw would be if you were going out with friends for an evening on the town and you met several people over the course of a night, you might talk to and engage and meet several people over the course of a night, and they wouldn't feel so bruised. They wouldn't feel like they were in competition with each other or like someone's attention was spread too thin.
I think that this makes sense. To me, I don't think it's a bad thing for someone to schedule multiple coffee dates on the same day. I think I would try to not be in the same location. I think I would try to make sure they're spaced far enough apart that people aren't going to be bruised. They're not going to feel badly about this. But I would expect in the first meeting stage that you really are doing exactly what Dan and Dan Savage have talked about, which is this is your chance to see if there's a physical, ooh, hi, who are you? Like, yes, we click. But I think that you want to be delicate with multiple meetings on one day. And I think you want to be clear when you're setting up meetings that this is just a quick hello to see if we get along in person. And that might take some of the sting out of it if you and the other people that you're interacting with are both coming to these first meetings with that assumption. The one thing I will say is that we don't know how much communication happened between Bruised and this person before.
Yep.
Bruised could have been really led on to assume that this is a great connection verbally or through the messaging systems. And that could lead you to think that maybe this is supposed to be more than just a first meeting or something like that. So do be careful in your initial interactions. Keep your interactions short and get to that first meeting quickly so that you can really determine and you're not just living through this filter of text on a screen where you're assuming their tone, you're assuming their intention. You know, get to those in-person meetings quickly so that you can really determine what is happening between the two of you.
I also want to acknowledge that sometimes there has been more communication. There's been a different kind of expectation that's developed.
Yeah.
And if a first date was really a first date, if we're talking about dinner and a movie or going for a hike together or something that really is of a commitment, both in terms of time and emotional investment, I might say to myself, that's not something that I personally would want to schedule multiple in the same day.
Yeah, no, we might not even have time to.
From my own perspective, and I would also really want to take more care with the expectations that I'd built up in someone else's mind.
Yeah.
So if that's what we're talking about here, I do think there's the potential to hurt someone's feelings. And I think it's particularly important that we take care of each other's feelings, particularly when we're talking about romance and the dating world where people's feelings really are involved.
Dan's right. We all have great intentions. And in the world of etiquette, the dating world should be really a lovely place to operate.
Do you have a question you'd like us to answer? Send it to awesomeetiquette@emilypost.com. This is Awesome Etiquette, recorded at Vermont Public Radio.
You can listen to our full-length weekly podcast anytime. Search Awesome Etiquette on your podcast app.